Livewire with Jason Moyle.
Hello, my name is Jason and this is Livewire, and today I'm really pleased to say that joining us we have Joe Hicks. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Right, let's start from the beginning, because you studied at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. So was that where you got your passion for music, or was it well before then?
Yeah, I did. It was well before then. Quite early on, I had a guitar teacher come into my primary school and do a little assembly with all of his students, and I was kind of sat there with my folded legs on the floor thinking, wow, this guy's amazing, I really want to play guitar. And that was kind of the beginning. Also, my dad used to take me to a lot of kind of folk sessions growing up, so I kind of was around music a lot and wanted to be the person playing the guitar, I think.
So you learned guitar at a very early age. How old were you when you actually learned the guitar?
I think I was 8 when I started, and that was all classical guitar for the first 4 or 5 years. Getting all my grades and my little ribbons on the guitar head.
And then, so after that, you went through school and then went to Boston, the Berklee Music College in Boston. So tell us a little bit about how that came about.
I was in bands as a teenager and kind of pretty committed to being in a rock band, and then kind of at some point realised that maybe I wanted to... Well, it was actually someone gave me a John Mayer DVD, a live DVD, and it blew my head off, because I was just incredibly impressed by someone who could make kind of accessible pop songs but write really good guitar parts and then have a lot of fun playing live. And that kind of was a bit of a changing moment for me, and actually John Mayer went to Berklee himself, and so when I got to a bit of a crossroads in my life and wanted to kind of restart kind of my input into music, that came straight into my head, and I applied and had to go and audition in Valencia in Spain, and then went over there for a year just to kind of be around people who were a lot better than me.
I'm sure that's not true.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't believe how good some people are at their instruments.
Okay, anyway, so you've obviously used that experience to blend your love of folk but also blues and pop. So is that the fusion that you want in your music?
Yeah, I think I'd probably say pop first. And then there's definitely, I always try and get interesting guitar stuff happening. And because of my background, sometimes that comes from a blues element. And on the more acoustic songs, I definitely lean into the kind of John Martin style, fingerstyle folk stuff for sure. That's kind of my blend. People ask me quite a lot, what style of music do you play? And I think it's often quite hard to, without just showing them a song.
Okay, and you went off from Berklee College to actually then be a session musician, touring the UK and Europe, and you've toured with like Adam Barnes, Sarah Walker, and MMX as well. So lots of experience there.
Yeah, when I came back from Berklee, I said I wanted to be a singer-songwriter, but was procrastinated for a number of years, not writing any songs, but I kept getting great other artists who were making great songs asked me to play guitar, which was a great honor, and gave me a lot of experience of touring around and having fun playing guitar for other people. Sarah Walk and Adam I've done a lot of shows with, and they're both fantastic artists that I strongly recommend people check out.
And so tell us about your songwriting then, because you said that you waited for a while, but you actually obviously got into songwriting. What was the inspiration and spark that actually got you in there? Do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was scared of it for a long time. I suppose any kind of big change is often quite scary for people. But the spark that took me, I had a day where I said, "This is enough is enough. I actually need to start this now." So what I did was I booked an Airbnb, tiny little garage down in Cornwall, in 2016, in a little village called Gwythian next to St Ives, and I booked a week there, knowing that the place had no internet or phone signal. And then I booked a week of recording in a studio for the following week. So I had to write something in that week in Cornwall. I had financially committed, and that was the thing that kind of, the straw that broke the camel's back, in that I kind of forced myself into it. And that seems to be the running theme, is I'm good at, if I have a deadline, I'll get stuff done. So with this album, I knew that I had to finish the final three or four songs by a certain point for the submission. So, and that's the way I seem to work. And that was how it all started off. Really.
Well, I know Gwyvian well. I'm based in Cornwall myself.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm based near, well, not near Gwyvian, but quite a bit up from the middle of the county. But it must be a great way of actually inspiration in Cornwall, because it is quite a tranquil area and a nice place where you can actually write songs.
Yeah, I, as much as I needed the isolation from the internet and everything, I needed somewhere, like you say, that I could go up and out of the village and over the hill and onto the beach. And what a lovely beach it is. And that was good kind of breaks in songwriting. I'd go out there and get really inspired. And also the village pub was a great source of inspiration as well. Lovely people in there. A lot of great characters, which definitely inspired me.
Okay, and so what inspires, you mentioned a few things that inspire your songwriting, but what actually, is it an idea, is it a person, or is it a situation? What makes a great song for you?
I 99% of the time start with a guitar idea.
Okay.
That's kind of my way in, and probably because I'm guitar player first, and that's my background, and it's if I can then write a vocal melody over the top of the guitar that I'm playing, then we're kind of cooking it with the gas at that point, and then I can quite often flesh it out from there. But I've got to like the music underneath. I'm yet to write a song where I really start kind of Bob Dylan style from the lyrics first. I normally let the music tell me what the lyrical theme is about, and quite often the gibberish lyrics, they're not quite gibberish, they're still English words, but the lyrics I sing over the top as a stopgap, I'll then comb through them and try and find a theme that the music is telling me it's about, and then I can kind of tap into personal experience and flesh out the rest of the song properly from there.
That's an interesting way of doing it, because a lot of people go lyrics first and then music, but you go the music side and then lyrics. And you released your first single, start of 2017, that's obviously after your time down at Gwyvian and the recording studio. Yeah. So the single was supported across the UK and also on BBC introducing shows. And you also had the support of like Clash as well.
Yeah, the Clash magazine feature was really, really cool. Yeah, my third single, Talk To Me, got really, I mean, I've always had amazing support from BBC introducing. And it was that third single that got put on a show that goes out on all of the BBC regionals called Georgie Tonight, which was a really cool experience because I got to go up and do a live session with her and the songs played out all through the week. Yeah, that was a good kickstart for me and they've been supportive ever since.
Okay, so since that single, you've obviously carried on releasing records. You've got your brand new single now, which we'll talk about, which is Mirror Mirror. So just tell us how you've developed since the early days.
Yeah, I think that in the early days, well, after I had that trip down to Cornwall, I didn't release any of the stuff that I recorded that following week. I spent another year recording and developing and trying to find the sound that I wanted and songs that I really liked. So by the time it got round to just at the end of 2016, I had struck upon three songs that I thought, this is the sound, this is what I want to go for. And subsequently, everything that I released for the next couple of years after that was very kind of, I stuck to that lane of that sound that I'd struck upon, maybe out of kind of fear of straying too far. And with this album, I wasn't planning to write an album, but when we were kind of in lockdown, my producer said, come on, write an album. And forced me into it, but it was the right thing to do. And when I was then faced with having to write 10 or 11 songs, I thought, well, I can't just write 10 or 11 of the same sounding songs. It would be quite a boring album. So I had to start to embrace and chase after ideas that were a bit more out of my comfort zone. So Mirror Mirror is literally one of those. It's more of a rockier riff than I would have finished as a song maybe two or three years ago, but this time I went with it, and I'm so glad I did, because it's one of my favorites on the album.
Okay, so the single is out now. And the album is out.
The album's coming out in September.
Brilliant. And people can obviously pre-download it at some point, or after it pre-sale, but not probably yet, but the single you can get now from all streaming platforms and things like that.
Yeah, Mirror Mirror is everywhere at the moment. Anywhere you think you might be able to find it, you'll find it.
Okay. Now, obviously, with the album, obviously the new single and the album, you will be going out to festivals and gigs as well. You've played quite a lot of festivals, Carfest, a big festival, Pub in the Park. You're going to be doing a lot more of those, I expect, over the year.
Yeah, hopefully so. I've got to do a bit of a longer run in October. And the show that's announced at the moment is the 12th of October, Grace in London. But yeah, I'm just going to try and get out as much as possible all over the country and try and get into Europe. Festivals, I think this year we'll do a few, but next year will be the real, once the album's out and we've kind of gotten past a lot of the COVID bookings have been carried over for this year. So it's a hard thing to get into, but we're going to try our best.
So yeah, of course, you're on the catch up as well about all the bookings that you had previously. How are you managing them? How's that working out for you?
Yeah, really good. A lot of promoters and venue owners have been really supportive and happy to honour stuff that was booked 2-3 years ago. And that's been really cool. And to be able to come back to those gigs that I maybe would have had a lot less songs before, and now I can play the new album songs to them has been fantastic. I think we're all in the industry aware that we're in it together and we've been through a lot. And so the support has been amazing.
And amazingly, as I said, your popularity is rising because you've had 2.5 million Spotify streams, and that obviously they're going up. So you're getting a lot big fan base out there.
Yeah, it's really really exciting. I think that a lot of people talk down about the streaming services, and while it could be improved, it's been a great opportunity for me to get fans all over the world. So I'm very grateful for that.
So have you got social media or websites?
Yes, my social medias are all at Joe Hicks Music. And if you forget that, my website is joehicksmusic.com, and that has links to everything on there.
And do you have anything on YouTube, like videos of you performing?
Yes, absolutely. If you put Joe Hicks in, it should come up with me. There's some live videos of Mirror Mirror, and I've just shot a music video for it as well. So that'll be coming
out. Oh, brilliant. So can you just tell us a bit about that video? What can we expect?
Yeah. I shot it all around Newbury, which is where I'm from. I wanted it to be a bit of a day in the life with a twist. So I a lot of the places I go in on the daily, like local coffee shop and barbers and actually the florist where I bought the flowers for the album cover photo, I went back in there, and it's all part of the video, but there's a twist that you'll see when the video comes out.
Oh, brilliant. Before you go, it's been great talking to you, Joe, but would you like to introduce your brand new single?
Yeah, thank you very much indeed, and thank you for playing it so much. My name is Joe Hicks, and this is Mirror Mirror.
Thank you, Joe. It's alright.
Cause I'm paranoid, my reflection is showing the years. And a fortune teller told me I was gonna be rich. Hey, so won't you show me a future that's better than me?
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.